But we assume there's a machlokes whether tachnun is a chayva, tachnun is rishus. The Rambam's opinion is in Hilchas Tefila that tachnun is a chayva, you mechuyev whenever it's not a yontav, you're obligated to say tachnun. And the minig is clearly not like the Rambam. Minig is like the Ge'onim. The Tur quotes in the name of the Ge'onim that tachnun is a rishus. So a lot of times we have very flimsy reasons why we leave out the tachnun. So today, left out tachnun. I had every Wednesday morning I give a chatzi shir in the high school to the students. So they had on the table there, they had dates and grapes and figs. Someone was asking, which one do you say the bracha on first? So that's the answer. It appears here in our perek. Amem Aleph, Amen Aleph. The Mark quotes the Pasuk in Chumash. Eretz Chita, Sarva Gefen, Atein Avirim, and Eretz Seh Shem and Advosh. So the Gemara says, Kol HaKodim, whatever is mentioned, Kol HaMugdam, the Pasuk Zem, Mugdam LeBrach. It's about 15 lines from the bottom. So it sounds like it goes in order, Chita, Sarva Gefen, Atein Avirim, Zeh Shem and Advosh. So the Gemara Namid Beis qualifies it a little bit, not exactly. Chita comes first, next comes Eretz Zeh Shemen, because Zayis is right next to Eretz, the second time it says Eretz. So the order is first Chita, then Zeisim, then next comes Seora, then comes Dvash tomorrow. So over here, that's what they had dates. They didn't have Chita, they didn't have Seora. They didn't have zeisim, olives they didn't have, but they had tamarim, dates, and then they had gefen and te'ino. We didn't have rimonim. So that's the order, that the dates, you say the broch on the dates first, then the grapes come second, then the figs come third. This whole idea, kol ha-mugdam e-pasik zan mugdam le-brocha, the whole bichas hanenin is only with the rabbanon, we assume. But Yeshua wanted to say that it's a svar, it's a din derais. So maybe this din is also a din derais according to the Pnei Yeshua. But the way all the classical poskim assume, not like the Pnei Yeshua, that Bichas Hanenen is only with the Rabbanon, so the whole pasuk is only an asmachta. Kol ha-mugdam b'pasuk mugdam lebrocha. So I think the Pnei Yeshua says, to defend everybody else, I think he holds that it's a taka din derais. The Bichas Hanenen is derais, and this din derais. But I think he says to defend the generally accepted view that the Shivas Aminim is relevant halacha lamaisa for Bikurim. One only brings Bikurim from the Shivas Aminim. So when who eats Bikurim? The Kohanim eat Bikurim in Yerushalayim. Bikurim is a hybrid. It's truma. It can only be eaten by Kohanim. And it's like Maisa Sheni in that Rabbi. It can only be eaten with Tahara in Yerushalayim. So it'll be relevant if you have Bikurim, if you have dates and grapes and figs. So which one should you eat first if they're all Bikurim? Which one should the kohen eat first? So I think the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that. That's a din. Pnei Yeshua and Dafma Malach. Thing says that maybe a din deraisa. Kol ha-mugdam e-pasik zeh, mugdam lebracha. So if it wouldn't be the high school, MTA, if I would have been a kohen and I would be in Yerushalayim, there would be certainly Bikurim. So this din would apply. Kol ha-mugdam e-pasik, mugdam lachila.
Yeah. He holds that everything, the
brave
tree, ate for his stomach, that's all the
race, or just
the
concept? You have to make a bracha. The concept,
yeah.
The whole
pasuk is a concept for him also. Otherwise,
I don't know. It's a hidah mitzvah. The Gemara says it's a hidah mitzvah to say the bracha on a shalem as opposed to a sliced fruit. Let's say I want to eat an orange. So should I cut up the orange first and then say the bracha on the piece that I'm going to eat? So Gemara says, no, say the bracha when the orange is a shalem. Well, let's say you're going to have a slice of bread. You have a whole roll, or you have a whole loaf of bread. So it's better to say the bracha when the loaf is intact, say the bracha on a double shalem, rather than to say the bracha on a slice. Even though it's going to take longer, if you have a whole loaf of bread, it's going to take longer. We're going to say the bracha when it's still shalem, then it's going to be a pause in between the bracha and the getting to eat it. If you have a slice, you can eat it right away. But nonetheless, the Gemara says it's a maila, it's a hida mitzvah to say the bracha on the dover shalom as opposed to the slice. So the same thing here. There's a hida to say the bracha on whichever one is koydim b'pasuk, probably also. You have to say a bracha. If bracha is menatoy, you should say a bracha. So the bracha should be, this is the order of kedimah. This is a hida mitzvah. Okay. Where did we leave off yesterday? Yeah, we learned there was a machloikes amoiroim. Is there such a klal? What Rabbi Shmuel developed a klal called Sheyeshbo Mechameshes Mini Doga. Even if the component of the Chameshes Mini Doga is less than 50%, we declare that it arbitrarily that it's always considered the Ika. If it's anything other than the Chameshes Mini Doga, then you go Basara. Whichever one is more than 50% is the Ika, whichever is less is the Tofel. But if one of them is Chameshes Mini Doga, so that statement of Rabbi Shmuel, that was the Machlokes Amoraim. We pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. So here the Gemara says again, Rav originally didn't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Then when he found out, then he changed his psak. So that's what we left off by the two dots, about 13 lines from the top of Laman Zayin on the base. Omar Rav, originally Rav said the following psak. Hi, Rihato de Chakloi. The Chakloi, Chakloi is a form. And Chakal, Chaklo. And in Machuza is a city. So he says, the drink that they have in the farm, the mafshebe kimcha, the farm is mixed in an awful lot of flour. Mavarach barimin mizonis, my timer, why is it mizonis? This me the ikar. Because you want to determine which is the ikar, which is the tofel. So the flour is the ikar, smid is the flour. But this same concoction, riato, but in the Machuza, in the city, the lo mafshebe kimcha, they don't mix in so much flour. So then, Mavarach alam shakal nime, my timer, dub shikar. Because the honey is the ikar, and honey, the bracha shakal. So this is what Rabbi said originally, that it depends. Sometimes the chameshes mini dogan is outvoted, sometimes it's going to be the tofel. And then, Hadarama Rabbi, then later Rabbi backed out and he changed his psak. Not correct. Why? Because he heard the Rabbi Shmuel, Dhamma Chavai, they both say the same thing. If it has an ingredient of chameshes mini dogan, even though it's less than 50%, that's automatically considered the ikar, and you always say bari min mizan. So we paskan like the second version of Rava, which was like Rabbi Shmuel. We mark quite a different amaroim. It was a machlekes, and we paskan like Rabbi Shmuel. The next gemara is a common shiloh. Let's say you take what is it called? French toast. You take bread, and you soak it in egg with cinnamon, with flavoring. You soak it for a long time, get soft, and then you fry it. So does it still retain the bracha of Hamotzi, or does it lose its bracha? Let's say you bake the matzah. So Ashkenazim say Hamotzi HaMatzah. So let's say you make matzah farfel out of the matzah. So you break it up. So it's still Hamotzi. Let's say you make matzah mel out of the matzah. Matzah mel is still Hamotzi. Still Hamotzi. But then you take the matzah mel, and you make cake out of it. So you put in flavoring and you baked it, and now it becomes mezonos, even though it started off as amotzi. But now you made a cake out of it, so it changes. But if you just have plain matzah mel, and you didn't soak it, you didn't fry it, you didn't do anything with it, just plain matzah mel, that's still going to be amotzi. So Rav Yosef comes up with the following psak. I chavitza diz be pirurin, so Rashi learns pshat like this. Rashi is very difficult how he reads into the Gemara. Rashi writes chavitza, Rashi dimar matzcha chavitza, it's around 20 lines from the top of the Amud. He tells you some kind of a French word, and he says, shemefarim mitocha ilfis lechem. What is an ilfis? Alfis is the riff, because he lived in Fez. But what's an ilfis? Ilfis is a pot that you cook on the fire. So Rashi learns the whole discussion of Rabbi Yosef is I took bread, or challah, that started off as amotzi, and then I cooked it, So the question is, does it still retain the bracha b'hamoitzi? Does it lose the bracha? So Rav Yosef claims, and he's going to be perhaps outvoted, we're going to see, maybe he's going to be outvoted by Rav Sheshes, around 15 lines from the bottom of the daf. Om Rav Sheshes, hai chavitz, alfag abdeles le pirum, kazayv moch alav hamoitzi. It all depends on Teresa the Nam. It doesn't depend on pirum hamoitzi. But Rav Yosef says, the first, he came first, so Rav Yosef says, if it has pirur and hamoitzi, then if it has pirur and kazais, then it retains the bracha.
Yeah.
So Tosfos, the top Tosfos on the base, writes on the after the first four lines, on the fifth line, they write v'chem beforish nami birushalmi. The quote Yerushalmi interprets that that's pshat in the brisa that was quoted over here Tosefta that was quoted on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in the middle of Dama. The Tosfos says achit mevaval bar kriya Dama. If you take chita is wheat, if you take kernels of wheat and you eat it the way it is, that's adama. What if tchona, I ground up the wheat so you get flour, afor, I bake bread out of it. After I made it into bread and make it into bread, then it's amoitzi, then obishla, then I cook it, I made French toast, whatever. First I made the flour into grain, I made the grain into flour, and then I baked it, I made bread, it's hamoitzi. And then a bishlo, does it retain the brach of hamoitzi, or does it go down to become barimim mizanis? So it says in the brice, it depends. It's manchipus, it's kayamis, betchilim, brach of hamoitzi, libsof, brichas hamoz, and gimel brach. Amen, apus, it's kayamis, and then betchilim, it's mizanis, and libsof, it's halamichim. Brach achas main sholish. How do you translate prus as kayamis? So the Rishalmi, quoted by the Taptaisis on the base, interprets within Rabbi Yosef, according to the logic of Rabbi Yosef. That's what it means. Is it Prusas Kayamas Kazayas? Or is not Prusas Kayamas Kazayas? So that's what people usually assume. If you make French toast and you soak the slices of bread for a while in the egg and in the cinnamon and in the flavoring and so on, and then you fried it on a frying pan. So if you have prusas kayamas, if you have big pieces of bread, each piece has a kazayis in it, then it retains hamoitzi. And if the pieces are less than kazayis, then it loses the bracha hamoitzi. That's how Rav Yosef would interpret the brisa. Tosfos on Amud Aleph does not learn like that. How does Tosfos say on Amud Aleph, the second Tosfos from the Daf, in prusas kayamas, yesh mefarshim, that's not like the Yerushalmi that they quote on the top of Amud Beis, is following Rav Yosef Shita. It depends, Prusas Kayamas Kazayas. So that's how Yerushalmi interprets. Prusas Kayamas means Kazayas. If you all like Rav Sheshes, 15 lines from the bottom of Amud Beis, Hai Chavitz Alf Agav Deleis Beipurin Kazayas, still Mubarach HaMoitzi. So what does he do with the Braisa? But the Braisa Prusas Kayamas. So Tosfos says, no, it's a different thing. It's a different thing. You only say... Bari minim zainus, you say even on wheatina farina, oatmeal cereal, when it's a liquidy thing, also bari minim zainus. But you only say hamoitzi if the thing is a loaf shape. It has to have a loaf shape. Let's say you have wheaties. So wheaties is for wheat, for chamesh minim dogim, bari minim zainus. You say at the end ala mechia. What if you eat three boxes of Wheaties, so do you say Brichas Hamazon? You say wash until it's a diamond. You say the din was that if you kaver suda, that's on the next daf on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. If you kaver suda on cake, let's say the guy buys five cakes and eats all the five cakes, so that's mamish kaver suda. He eats a ton of cakes, so it becomes hamoitzi. Has to wash until it's a diamond. Says hamoitzi, and he says Brichas Hamazon at the end, because cake is what we call a subcategory of bread. It's pas habobikisne. It's pas, but it's a subcategory of pas. We spoke yesterday a little bit about pasakum, the two prohibitions, because the chachamim were concerned about intermarriage. So he said, you're not allowed to eat bishalakmi, you're not allowed to eat pasakum, because you may decide to marry his daughter. You're not allowed to drink wine that was processed by goyim because of mishum b'neseim. It may lead to intermarriage. So they prohibited bishalakum, pasakum, let's say my next door neighbor. He just bought a new pot, and he's going to show me the way he's going to make a cholent, and I'm watching, everything is all kosher ingredients. kosher pot, a brand new kosher pot, everything is kosher, but the din is I'm not allowed to eat it, because bishul akum is a concern. I may enjoy the food so much, I may decide to marry his daughter, I'll have eidik kest. He'll give me every week, he'll give me this delicious cholent. So if you marry his daughter, that's an aver of intermarriage. So they were concerned, seriously concerned about intermarriage. The rate of intermarriage in America is unbelievable. Obviously, we have been violating bishul akum for a long time. So they prohibited bishul akum, they prohibited pas akum. If the next door neighbor makes, let's say, an Italian bread, there are no non-kosher ingredients, everything is kosher. And I saw the way he baked it. He baked it on a brand new oven. There's nothing treif about it. That's the dinner. Pas akum is awesome. In the later generations, they said there's a concern. The main meal used to consist of bread. In America, it's not so. We eat, a lot of people don't eat bread all week long. They just eat bread on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But in Europe, and years ago, the main part of the meal used to be, you had 8 slices of bread, and a little bit of fish, and a little bit of chicken, whatever, and a bowl of soup. So because al alech miyichya ha'adam, so that's why they were makel on pas akum, if it's pas palter, if he's a palter. Means if he's a baker, he bakes for the whole neighborhood, and the Jews and the non-Jews, everybody buys his bread. So why should I fall in love with his daughter? A man will marry his daughter. I'm not going to marry his daughter, but if he's by next door neighbor, he's not a palter. He's not selling bread to all the people in the neighborhood. Yes, he's friendly with me. Then there's an iser of pasakum. So this heter, pas palter, was instituted. It's machlokes whether it's a legitimate heter or not. So Ashkenazim amekal on pas palter. So this heter is because al alechem yichyahu adam, because you need bread. So it really doesn't make sense. It really shouldn't apply to Entenmann's cake or cookies, because that's not the main substance of food. It's cake and cookies. The main substance is ala lechem yichyadim, not on cookies. But Tosis, in the beginning of the second perek in Beit, so the Gemara has a few dinim about bishul akum and pasakum. So Tosis quotes one of the Balei HaTosis that since if you eat a ton of cake, it becomes hamoitzi. So it's pas habobikist, and it's a subcategory of pas, so the heter, a pas palter, applies even to cake and to cookies. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch La'alocha like that. So let's say you eat 5 boxes of Wheaties. So Wheaties alone is bar minim zaynus and alamichi. If you eat a ton of Wheaties, do you say hamoitzi? I don't think so. Let's say you eat oatmeal cereal. I eat a ton of oatmeal cereal. Oatmeal cereal is pours. That's not pas. That's not pas habobi kisna. There's some things, the Gemara said, there's some things that are mezainis that even if you eat, even if you kaveh suda, it does not convert to become hamoitzi. It's not pas habobi kisna, it's bar minim mezainis. So that's the question, let's say Cheerios. Oatmeal cereal can never become hamoitzi. So what about Cheerios? Tiny little things, or Wheaties, so thin. There's no loaf over there. How can you call that pas? I don't think. Even if you eat a ton of Cheerios, you eat a ton of Wheaties, that doesn't convert to become hamoitzi. That's a shaila. What about wraps? Wraps are so thin that some hold that wraps are mezainis. It's not hamoitzi. I thought wraps were thick enough to be considered a loaf. I don't know. That's a question. If you have a wrap with tuna fish or something, so do you say mezainis on the wrap, or do you have to wash and you have to say hamoitzi? But there is such a klal. It has to be a loaf shape. If it's wheatina or farina, that never becomes hamoitzi. And if it's Cheerios, the pashas also, there's not enough body to declare that should be considered hamoitzi. That can never convert to become hamoitzi. So that's how Tosis interprets. If you hold like Rav Sheshes, who says 15 lines from the bottom of Lamed Zayin on the base, Hai Chavitza, the exact same thing as Rav Yosef, but Faker. Rav Yosef said, Hai Chavitza, where is the Rav Yosef again? Hai Chavitza, is be Peru and Kazayis, Petrila Mavarach Olav Amoitzi, and Leis be Peru and Kazayis, so Petrila Mavarach Olav Bani Min Mizayis. Because Rashi learns that the Bishol changes it. It's considered Ishtani if it does not Peru and Amoitzi. Peru and Kazayis. And Rav Sheisha says, Hai Chavitza, Afag Abda Leis be Peru and Kazayis, is still Mavarach Olav Amoitzi Lach Marach. So what is Rav Sheisha's? And then the Rishonim think that maybe we should pass Chen Kaimel on Taisis. Then we should pass like Rav Sheshes. Taisis says on other days. So what do you do with the Tosefta? But the Tosefta said it on an Aleph. It depends whether Perus is Kayamas or Em Perus is Kayamas. So the Yerushalmi says, like Rav Yosei, Prusis Kayamas means, does it have a Shir Kazais? But Tosfos on Amud Aleph is going on the assumption you don't pass like Rav Yosei, you pass like Rav Sheshes, because Tosfos on Amud Beis says, V'chein Alochem, Tosfos says, V'chein Kamalon, be passing like Rav Sheshes. So on Amud Aleph they say, Prusis Kayamas means, Yesh Meforshim Danuk Shalechem Enes Shor B'mayim Kol Kach, Shemikach HaPrusa, Shelo Yishover. If you have a loaf of bread, let's say this is a loaf of bread. So if I pick up one end of the loaf, the other end comes up with it. Or let's say I have a slice of bread. So I pick up one end of the slice, the other end of the slice comes up with it. Over here, if you soak a slice of bread long enough in water, it's going to fall apart to the extent that if you pick up one end, the whole thing is going to fall apart. So that's not called a loaf. That's not cool. So you can't say Amotzi Lachman or it's on that. So if the Prusas HaKayomis, if it still has a loaf shape to it, then it doesn't have to be Prusas Kayomis Kazayis. The Prusas Kayomis, then it retains the Bracha of Amotzi. And a Prusas Kayomis, it's going to be Nishbar, it's going to Tefalzach, it's going to fall apart, then it's like Witina, then it's like Farina, then it's like Cheerios or Wheaties. There's no loaf shape over there. So that can't be Amotzi.
But that can happen even if it's a big piece. It's so soft, you're
going to
pick it up. It's not
going to
come up, it's
going to
fall off.
See, if you have a big piece and you didn't cook it though. I baked the loaf of bread, and I didn't do anything to it. So a loaf of bread is amotzi.
Yeah.
Rashi learns, we're talking, Tosfos is not happy with Rashi, we'll get to Tosfos. But Rashi learns, you took the loaf of bread, or the slice of bread,
Amen.
And you cooked it. So the shaila is whether the cooking cancels the bracha. If you have a loaf of bread in it and it's baked in such a way it's going to fall apart, but it's still a loaf of bread. It has a loaf shape. But if you cooked it, so the shaila is whether the cooking or the frying, whether it cancels the status of amotzi. So the Rabbi Yosef learns in the Tosefta like the Yerushalmi, Prusas Kayomas Kazayis. If when you cooked it, did it have a chunk of a kazayis together, retains the bracha, less than a kazayis, does not retain the hamoitz. And we pass like Rav Sheshes, it does mean Prusas Kayomas Kazayis. It means that the cooking affected so much that it falls apart, that when you pick up one end, the whole thing is going to fall apart, then it's not called a loaf.
But that'll happen, the smaller the piece, the more it'll stay together because of the gravity. I mean, but if you take a big piece of French toast,
too big,
and it has a tourist pass,
so it's heavy.
But it's heavy now, so you're going to pick it up, so it's going to fall off.
Mm.
But that doesn't matter. Is that what you're saying?
If you hold like Rabbi Yosef, yes, he said it depends whether you have a kazayis.
Okay.
And if you don't pass like Rabbi Yosef, so then it depends whether the whole thing is falling apart. French toast doesn't.
It won't fall apart. In other words, if you keep it in the frying pan, the whole sugar is the same as before.
Mm-hmm.
So then, according to that.
But let's say when you pick it up.
Then it'll start coming apart.
So it depends. If it's going to fall apart a lot, then it's no longer considered a loaf shape. It's going to fall apart because it's softer, it's heavy over there. That still has a loaf shape, but it's gonna if it's gonna to fall a lot, it's gonna fall apart a lot. Then it loses its status of a loaf shape. That was the shaila they asked Rabbi Baron Soloveitchik. Zochan L'Roch used to give the hashgacha on Streitz matzahs. So the other company, Manashevitz, I think, used to make tamtams. So they asked Rabbi Baron Soloveitchik whether if you eat enough tamtam, does it become hamoitzi? Tamtams amazonis. If you eat enough, does it become hamoitzi? So he says Streitz didn't start manufacturing tamtams yet, so he didn't give it any thought yet. What's the shaila? Maybe it's considered like, I think for sure, Wheaties. I think for sure if you eat a ton of Wheaties, you don't say hamoitzi. That's not a loaf shape. So that was the shaila. Tamtams are so small, but they're not tiny. Cheerios are tiny, and Wheaties are tiny. So that's not called a loaf shape. So that's what he wasn't sure, whether tamtams are big enough to be considered a loaf shape.
Is pastry dough a loaf shape? Puff pastry
dough,
is that a loaf shape?
I'm not sure what puff pastry.
Put on deli roll, is that a loaf shape?
Put on deli roll.
The outside of the mesh, like a pastry.
Barakas.
Yeah.
Probably is amoitzi. If you eat enough, it probably is amoitzi. Yeah? Probably is. Why they fry it? What do? They deep fry it. Or they bake it?
They bake it.
They bake it? I don't know. We got to learn some more Gemara. Mm-hmm. Got to learn all the Gemara to find out what the rules are. I don't know. We're just starting here. Okay, so let's see. So this is how Rashi reads the Gemara. Rashi understood. Rashi puts in the word ilfis. Ilfis means you're going to cook it in the pot. Rashi writes, chavitza, cane, whatever. Shemefari metoch ilfis. That's the top line in Tosfos. Top line says, Pirish Rashi, he gives you a French word. Then the Bach adds on gimel, kloima, shen is bashlo. That's what the Bach adds on in the gimel, kloima, shen is bashlo. You see, Rashi, that's what Rashi says, he put it in an ilfis like that. That's the deal. The difficulty with the Rashi is, that the Gemara is going to, Tosfos says on the fifth line in the Tosfos, if Rashi is right, Ech medamer Rav Yosef, piruri menochas, piruri chavitza. Chavitza is French toast that you took bread that staruachas hamoitzi, and then you soaked it, and then you fried it, or you cooked it in an ilfis, and then piruri menochas, you don't cook the menochas. You fried them lechatchila, or you baked it lechatchila. But it's never cooked later on. So what did Rav Yosef say? I'm going to prove my opinion that it depends on Prusas Kayomas Kazai. He's going to prove it from a brisa that doesn't say a word about cooking the menachas. That's a difficulty with Rashi. That's what the Rabbi Yoni quotes. The Balei HaTosfos were not happy with Rashi, and therefore they learned like the Gaonim, like the Oruch. They didn't learn like Rashi. But first of all, let's see, how does Rashi learn? Nochamon. Rav Yosef says, we're talking about it start off as Amoitzi, does it lose the bracha of Amoitzi to become a Zainusa after cooking? So he says, how do I know that it's true? How do I know that it depends on Prusas Kayomas Kazais? The Tanya, we have a Braisa. Hayomin Makri Menachas B'Yerushalayim. Who's Makri Menachas in Yerushalayim? What part of the Mincha are you Makri? You makriv the koimetz, you do kmitza, unless the bala mincha is a koim. Chomincha's koim kolutia. If a koim brings a mincha, then you don't do kmitza and only burn the koimetz. You burn the whole mincha and there isn't going to be any shiori menachas. But it's talking over here about the netol and leochlon. You're talking about eating the mincha. The koim is going to, it means that you're doing kmitza, you're burning the koimetz, then the koim is going to eat the shiori menachas, whatever is left over. So it's a mincha that was brought by a Yisrael. So when it says Hayoimedu Makrid Menachas B'Yerushalayim, the owner of the mincha is obviously not a kohen. So what does it mean Hayoimedu Makriv? Who's Makriv? The kohen is Makriv, or the Balakorban is not Makriv. So Rashi says, no, that's what it means. How does Rashi write? Hayo Yisrael Omed. Rashi writes, the Yisrael is Omed Umakriv Menachas. How can it be Makriv Menachas? Nisana Lakoyin Lahakriva. The kohen has to do the kmitza. Yisrael gave the mincha to the kohen. The kohen does the kmitza, and he's going to be makta the kohen, and the kohen is going to eat the shirayim. What does Rashi say? Because he says, who says shachyonu? The Braisa says, he says shachyonu. Who's saying shachyonu over what? So Rashi interprets, Rashi translates, im lo hevi menocha zeh yamim ram. It hasn't come to the Beis HaMikdash since Sukkos. He was there Sukkos, and now 6 months later he comes Pesach. And he hasn't brought a korban, so if you haven't done a mitzvah, I just put on tefillin this morning. Why didn't I say shachan? I put on tefillin yesterday. Why didn't I say shachan? I put on tefillin the day before. If you do a mitzvah all the time, you get used to it, so it's not so exciting. But if you only have a mitzvah that's bo mizman lizman, I visit Yerushalayim and I bring a korban every 6 months. Then from Pesach to Shavuos is 7 weeks. Okay, then Shavuos to Sukkos is almost 6 months. Okay. 4.5 months. So if you have a mitzvah, bom, is man, so Rashi says, that's what the rule is that you say shachyon. Tosfos quotes a Rashi in Menachas. See the Tosfos HaYom in a Makriv, the second Tosfos on Lamed Zayin on the base. So the last two lines in Tosfos, they say, V'lok et pirish Rashi de Menachas, Rashi HaMaseches Menachas, it says, Menachas Ayin Heim a base. I think that's what it says here. So Menachas Rashi doesn't say the same as he says here. Here Rashi says the Yisrael who brought the mincha, who hasn't been in the Beis HaMikdash in 6 months, He hasn't come since Sukkot. Now he comes for Pesach. So he hasn't lehevi minocha zeyam in rabim mitzvah bom zman lezman say say shechionim. Rashi and Menachos learns the Ma'ariv b'Kohen shalehikri miyolam. The first time in his life that he does a mitzvah, he says shechionim. That's what some of the poskim say. That if a person comes to Eretz Yisrael and they give him tevil and it's going to be mafresh trumas and ma'asim, so the first time in his life, so he says shechionim. Or the Shach and Yeridea has a whole discussion. The first time in your life that you do the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam, maybe you should say Shech Yonah, you Shech the chicken, you Shech Chaya the oaf. You have to do Kisei Hadam, maybe you say Shech Yonah. Some girls have the practice when they get married, so the first time they go to mikveh, they say the Brocha Allah Tvila, then you say Shech Yonah. First time in their life that they ever went to mikveh. Or some of the girls, the first time when they get married, they light the Neri Shabbos, they light the Shabbos candles, so the first time they do a mitzvah, they say Shech Yonah. Or a boy becomes by mitzvah, so he puts on tefillin. The first time in his life, he says Shech Yonah. So there's a long shach in Yeridei. It says we don't have that. We don't follow that Rashi. But that's what Rashi and Menachos interprets. That it's going on the Kohen, not on Yisrael, not on mitzvah bo mizman lezman, and he hasn't visited, he hasn't brought a korban in several months. Zeh yomim rabim, a long time. But Rashi, the first time in your life that you do a mitzvah. So we don't really follow that. Then Tosis learns along the same lines as the Rashi here. A mitzvah bom is man is man, but they say it goes on the Kohanim. How does Tosis say? Let's see the Tosis. Hayom in a makrib menachos pirush Rashi balabai is a Yisrael, not a Kohen. I'm not a mincha. So Tosis says, Dechi godol hu. Hayom in a makrib sounds like he's the Kohen who's makrib it. Chaylishnan the tolon the ochlon. The Kohen eats the shiari menachos. When you bring a minchas Yisrael, a minchas Kohen, you don't do kmitza, you burn the whole thing. And there's nothing to eat. And the Tonon Leochel means it's not a Minchas Kohen. And who eats the Shiori Menachas Kohanim? Only Zichri Kun and the Azor. It's Kochi Kochim. Menachas are Kochi Kochim. Kochi Kochim can only be eaten by Zichri Kun in the Azor. Kochim Kalim can be eaten by Yisraelim in Yerushalayim, Kolo Yir. So the Tonon Leochel goes, the Kohen is eating. So Tosfos doesn't like Rashi. Rashi is the whole Pshat and Rashi over here. Rashi writes, "Hoya oimin amak, hoya Yisrael oimin amakriv," and he hasn't come in a long time. And lo hevi menachas ayam eram, so he says shachianu mitzvah bom is man lezman. So Taisa doesn't like it. How do they learn? Menira, it would appear the koyin haimid lahakriv rishnem b'mishmartai, the chov dalad mishmaris hoyu. The kohanim were divided into 24 mishmaris. The chol Shabbos mischadeshes mishmara acheres. Shabbos, they would switch. The morning avodah would be done by the old mishmar, and the afternoon avodah would be done by the new mishmar. They would switch in the middle. So every 24 weeks, and then every mishmar was divided into six batayavos. So Sunday, one beis avdin, Monday, another beis av, Tuesday, and then Shabbos, almost everybody went home, whoever stayed behind. So all of the batayavos would be makir the kabbonis on Shabbos. And then Shabbos morning, they would switch. The new mishmar would take over. So hakrovas karbanos is a mitzvah bom mizman lezman. It's one day every 24 weeks. I have a chance to be makor karbanos. Then twice a year you have 24 and 24 is 48. Some of them, how many weeks are in the year? 52. So there are four mishmaras. The 52 weeks probably in a goyish year. And Jewish calendar is probably a little less than 50, 51, whatever. 11 days less. It's going to be less than 52 weeks. So one or two or three mishmaras will have a chance to bring karbanas three times a year. Most of the 24 mishmaras will only have a chance to bring karbanas twice a year. One day, one week, and then 24 weeks later, also one day. Either he's from the Beis Av, the Sunday Beis Av, or the Wednesday Beis Av, or the Friday Beis Av, whatever it is. So that's hakrovas karbanas adia kohanim who are divided up into mishmaris. So that's a mitzvah bom mizman lezman. So it's along the same lines as Rashi over here. But Rashi says he's talking about a Yisrael shalahevi menachas ayamim rabim. A Yisrael hasn't brought a korban in many months. He hasn't been in Beis Hamikdash since Sukkot. So Tosfos says no, goes on the koyin. See, according to Tosfos, it's built into the system like that. That's how the Mishmaris saw. According to Rashi, he had a brera. He could have brought karbanas every day, but he lives in he lives far away from the Beis Hamikdash. He lives in Kiryat Shmona. It's a 5-hour drive, so he's not going to come every day. He has to make a living. He can't come every day. So Tosfos says it's a mitzvah. Abom Isman Isman is built into the nature of the mitzvah that it's only once every 24 weeks. According to Rashi, it's not built into the mitzvah. That's what it is. What's talk of the din of Mishmaris? The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah in a third that the Kohanim should be makar kabbanis, divided in a systematic fashion, like Mishmaris. It doesn't have to be 24 Mishmaris. The Ramban argues with the Rambam over there. The Ramban says that he quotes from the Gemaras, from the Midrashim, that originally in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu they didn't have Mishmaris. It was after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So then first there were, I think, 4 Mishmaris, then there were 8 Mishmaris, then 16, then they made 24 Mishmaris. There weren't always 24 Mishmaris. 24 is because if you have a lot of Kohanim, so it's going to be a whole machloikis who has the right to be marked with the Karbon, so they divided them up. So the Ramban says that the whole institution of Mishmaris was just that it should be a peaceful system. But that's not really a mitzvah. It's not from the mitzvah satur. And the Rambam holds no. It's a mitzvah in Atar that the Korbanah should be offered by Kohanim in a systematic fashion, dividing it up. How many Mishmaris should there be? So that's negotiable. So originally there weren't so many Kohanim, so they didn't need 24 Mishmaris. But that it should be, the Korbanah should be offered, should be assigned to different groups of kind of different weeks, that it should be with a system that is a Dim in Atar. Otherwise, let's say in the summertime, all the Kohanim will go to Switzerland, so they won't have any Kohanim, no one was going to be there. Then in the wintertime, there's nowhere to go to go vacationing, so you're going to have 1,000 Kohanim every day. So how are you going to decide who's going to be marked for the Karbon? It's going to be a balagan. So the Rambam holds that it should be, Karbonah should be divided among the Kohanim in a systematic fashion, is a mitzvah menater. The Rambam thinks the whole thing is only levad b'mishmorim, how to say, levad, forgot the pasuk. Vad mimim karam alva ovas. The Chumash refers to the system of Mishmaris, but the Ramban holds that it's an Eitzah Teiva. And the Rambam holds, no, it's one of the mitzvahs Hatur. Tosis does make a difference, how they think, whether like the Rambam or like the Ramban. Tosis just says it's a mitzvah, bom is man, is man. So that Rashi and Menachas we don't really follow. Rashi and Menachas said the first time in your life that you do a mitzvah. Some of the recent Svarim said the first time in your life that you mafish Trumas and Mises, you should say Shachyot. We don't follow that. When you were bar mitzvah, you said Shachyana. The first time you put on tefillin, you don't say Shachyana. When you buy a new suit, you say Shachyana. Maybe when you buy a new pair of tefillin, you're excited about it. Maybe you say Shachyana over the purchase of the tefillin. But there's no din that you say Shachyana the first time in your life that you do a mitzvah. That Rashi we don't accept. Anyway, so that's the side point in this braisa. What does the braisa say? Hayomid a makriv. Amr Rav Yosef, Mino Aminola. The Tanya, Haya Oymed Umakri Menachas B'Yerushalayim, Oymed Shachyonim. Somebody says Shachyonim. Either the Balabas says, because he hasn't been in a long time, he hasn't brought a korban in a long time, or the Kohen says Shachyonim, first time in his life that he's Makri Korbanis, or the Kohen says Shachyonim because every 24 weeks, Mitzvah Bom is Man is Man. Fine. He
says, it's a regular Korbanis. What don't we see happening?
Same thing. Going to be the same
question.
Yeah, the exact same shayla. Yeah. This braisa happens to talk about menachas where they say hamotzi. What bracha does the kohen say when he eats the shiori menachas? When he eats the chatas and the osham, that's shahakal. That's the flesh of shahakal. But when he eats the menachas, what bracha do you say? So then it says, you say hamotzi. On the menachas, you say hamotzi. Let's see. The Tolan Leochlan, that's the Tol Leochlan is the Kohanim, that's not the Yisrael. Levarach Hamotzi Lach Men Ha'aretz. Now, there are different types of menachas. There's a Minchas Solas, that you just have raw flour and you mix in oil. Mincha Bulul Bashemen. And then you have the Minchas Mafetano, a Minchas Machmas, and a Minchas Marcheshes. So Minchas Soilus is raw. So the Tolan Loch, you say Hamotzi, what are you saying Hamotzi for? You mean you did kmitz on the flour, you burnt the koimis, then you take the raw flour and you mix in water, You have to be careful that it shouldn't become chametz, losi of chametz, chelkom. Not only are you not allowed to make the koimetz that you burn on the mizbeach chametz, even the chelkom nechel, even the shiori menachos that is nechel by the zichri kuhuna, the Gemara says also, losi of chametz chelkom. Losi of chametz chelkom nasati meishi Hashem. The Gemara reads, losi of chametz chelkom, even the chelkom kohanim, is also an isa, you're not allowed to let it become a chametz. But you don't eat the flour the way it is. That's not normal. Just take flour, mix it with water, with oil. Taisa said that would be shahakol, because it's shaluk derech achilosan. Yeah, the Taisa before is just eat plain flour, shahakol. That's not normal. So it means he's going to take the flour, and then he's going to mix it with the oil or water. Then he's going to bake it. He's going to make bread out of it. So he's going to say hamotzi. When he bakes it, he's going to say hamotzi out of it. But what if it's the other kind of a mincha? Minchas mafitana, minchas machvas, and minchas marcheshes. So if you have the other menachas, how do you do kmitza? So it says Nuchumish Pasos also Pitim. Rashi quotes from Bayikra chapter base. Pasos also Pitim, and then you're able to do kmitza. How big are the Pasos also Pitim? How big are the Pitim? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So one Tana holds machzirim. One Tana holds. Where does the Gemara quote it? Tana bei Rabbi Shmuel. Porcha nachem machzirim l'sultan. You took flour and you made it into minchas machvas marcheshes amafitanur. It's baked or fried in advance, but then you have to do kmitza. So it says pasos also pitim. So this tanit bei Rabbi Shmuel holds, you grind it up ad shemachzirin l'sultan. You put back. So what did you make in the first place? Machvas marchesh mafitan. I don't know. That's how you made it originally. Then you chop it up into such tiny pieces ad shemachzirin l'sultan. And we don't pasken like that. We pasken like the Mishnah. Kulam poses on kazayis. It has the tzion. The Mishnah says pasos also pitim. Also, some psis and kazayis. That's what Rashi explains. So then the Tosefta says, pasos also pitim, and then you're able to make kmitza because you have psis and kazayis, and you do kmitza and you burn the koimetz on the mizbech, and you have the shiori menachos. When the koim comes to eat the shiori menachos, so you say hamoitzi. So you see that it started off as a big loaf, as a mafetanur. Started off, let's say, as a mafetanur. And then you broke it up into smaller pieces, pasosos or pitim. And because the pitim or kazai is, so that's what he retains the bracha. If the psisim, Rabbi Yosef claims, if the psisim would have been less than a kazai is, the bracha would have been knocked down to mizoinis. But because pasosos or pitim, pitim of kazai, so retains the bracha. So that's what Tosi says, the difficulty is within Rashi, but you're not cooking it over here. You're just eating it the way it is. It was a mafitan, or pasosavitim kazayas. He made a kmitza, he burned the kaimans on the mizbech. What's left is not mevushal. So what has it got to do in Rabbi Yosef's case? So that's what Taisus asks. The fifth line from the top in the top Taisus, v'yim taimar. According to Rashi, that's what the Bach added on by the letter Gimel. Bach added on in the Gimel, kloimash, and his bashlu. That's what Rashi says, ilfus. He put it in the ilfus, and he cooked it afterwards. So Taisus says, so what does it have to do? Amar Rav Yosef min Amin Alani quotes the Braisa about the Menachas, but the Menachas are not cooked afterwards. So Tay says, "V'in Tam Ech Medam Rav Yosef Pirui Menachas Pirui Chavitza." What's the kasha? Pirui Chavitza is Mavushol. So Mavushol. That's what we had the Gemara. I think we learned on Lamed Ches on the base. If you have the Gemara said there are some vegetables. Tumi Vekarsi. If you eat it raw the way it grows from the ground, it's normal, and you say burn priho adoma on it. If you cook it, it doesn't taste good at all. That still has nutrition, but it doesn't taste as good cooked as it did when it was raw. So then it becomes shahakali medvar. So that was the machloikis in the Gemara, where they say, like shinui kaina, we were discussing shinui. Shinui is a new hefza, so it's considered now, if it's a shtani ligriyusa, if it's shtani lamalyusa, so okay, it retains its status, a fruit, a vegetable, whatever. If you make a baked apple, a baked apple is a normal way to eat it, So it's a shtari lemayus. Okay. Or if it's the same, some people enjoy raw apples, some people enjoy baked apple. It has to be doesn't have to be shtari lemayus. It's better than it was before. But potatoes, raw potatoes, normal people in America don't eat raw potatoes. And cooked potatoes you do eat. So cooking the potatoes, that makes it a shtani lemayus, it's a higher madrig. By apples, half the people enjoy raw apples, half the people enjoy baked apples, so it's the same thing. So as long as it's not shtani ligriusa, but if it's shtani ligriusa, then it's a machlokes, the Rif and Tosfos had a paskin. There's a quote of the Rif paskins that even shtani ligriusa retains the bracha from before. And Tosfos thinks that we should paskin, shtani ligriusa loses the bracha from before. So that's what Rav Yisus says over here. If you, according to Rashi's interpretation, you took bread that was amoitzi and then you cooked it, so the bishul is a shinoi, like bishul antumi vikarsi shishtani ligriusa. So this is cooking the bread is a shinoi, or you're making French toast out of it is a shinoi. So is it ishtani ligriusa or not? So if you made the psisim less than the kazayas, it doesn't have pirurin kazayas, that's called ishtani ligriusa. Just cutting it up to tiny pieces, that's not called ishtani ligriusa. If you would grind it up, if you would grind it up and make it into matzah mel, that should be a shayla. If you grind it and make it into matzah mel, that should be a shtani ligriusa. Then it should have lost the bracha of hamayis. Then it should be considered like a synthetic food. It should be shahakal. I don't know, but we don't pass them like that. We pass them that on matzah mel, I think you do say hamayis. Not only on matzah farfum, matzah mel also you say hamayis. Unless you took any, you cooked with the matzah mel. Unless you baked some cake with it, that it becomes mezainis. But if you just eat matzah mel, I think the bracha is hamaitzim. But that's what Rav Yosef claims. It's if you, the way Rashi reads Rav Yosef, if you cooked the bread that started off as hamaitzim, and the petisim don't have a kazayis, that's called ishtani. If it would have been ishtani ligriusa, the bracha would have been shahakom. It doesn't, no, just loses the chashiv, it's not ishtani ligriusa. It's a shtani, doesn't have the status of pas anymore. Doesn't have the status of pas. If you break a bread that's less than a kazayis, that's also amoitzi. It'll also be amoitzi. If you eat enough cookies, a cookie is also considered a loaf. So if you eat enough cookies, if you eat a ton of cookies, you do say amoitzi. I think if you eat a ton of Cheerios or Wheaties, I don't think that's enough of a body. That's just mezainis. That's not a subcategory of pas. But if you eat cookies are a subcategory of pas. It has a thickness to it, has a body to it. So that's possible because if you eat enough, it is going to be hamaitzi. It is pas. But over here, he says that it's not called the shtani ligriusa. It's still very tasty, but it's if the pirura nakazais, it doesn't have the shame of lechem anymore. Loses the shame of lechem. So again, so Rabbi Yossi says, "Menominal, how do I know that you need tis and kazayis? Because we paskin like the Mishnah, the kulon poses on kazayis. Which is kulon? Kulon means by the three menachas that are baked before you do the kemitza, the minchas mafitano and the machlas and the macheshes. Minchas sobas, you don't have to do poses on. The whole thing is sobas. So the three that are baked already poses on kazayis." And it says it retains the bracha of hamayitz. It doesn't really say that if you would have chopped it up to smaller than a kazayis, it would have lost the bracha. It doesn't really say that. It just says that if it has kazayis, the bracha is hamayitz. It could be even less than kazayis. Also, the bracha is going to be hamayitz. But that's what Rav Yosef thinks. Amalei Abai was a Talmud of Rav Yosef, and he often disagrees with his Rebbe. You mean to say that it's only if it's posis on kazayis? Ela meyatov, you are right. If one would follow the other Tanu, the Tanu de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Porchan Hashemach Zimran the Sultan, Pasososot Pitim doesn't mean Ptis and Kazayis. Teeny weeny particles, Achanam de Leboi Bruchi Amotzi Lech Men Ha'aretz, you're going to tell me that then Ataka loses the Bracha Amotzi, it's going to be Mezainis. The Chitei Mahachi Nami, you're going to tell me that it's true. It's not true. You can see from that Brisa itself. Why? Well, Hatanya, the Brisa, that same Brisa ends off, Likate mikulam kazayis. The person is picking out, he eats a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, adds up to a kazayis. A little likate mikulam from all of them. From all of which? Who are they? Who are they? So that's a funny machlokes here, Rashi and Tosis. So Tosis gives the pashup shat. Kula means you have different breads. You have different breads. One bread is made from chitim flour, one bread is made from sorim, one bread is made from shibod ushua, and one is made from shipon, from the chameshes mini dogan. So the din is that they're all mitzvah from yachad. They're all mitzvah from yachad to be mashlim this year. What's the din? Let's say you eat chametz. Let's say, how much chametz does a person have to eat? Chametz b'pesach, he eat chametz b'pesach, you get malchus. How much chametz do you have to eat? So it's a machlekes satanaim in the Mishnah Makkos in the third parak Elein Aloikin. So Reb Shimon holds kol shuhu l'malchus. If you eat a mashu, it's an isa derais and you get malchus. And the shir kazais only needed if you ate chela v'dam or chametz b'pesach b'shoigeg, and you have to bring a chatos. So then it's only if you ate a kazais. But if you ate a b'mezid b'hasroa, even if you ate a kol shuhu, you're going to get malchus. And we don't pass like Reb Shimon, that kol shuhu l'malchus. We pass in order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazais of an isa. So what does that mean? Let's say I eat a ham sandwich, and there's only a tiny slice of ham, less than a kazais. But the sandwich has a lot of bread, and it has a pickle, and it has mustard, it has all together, the sandwich has a kazais. But it's the, all the other parts of the sandwich are kosher. The only trefer part is the ham is less than a kazais. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. There are tanaim who think that hetem et starf leiser, since you're eating it all together, ein achila p'chusim a kazais. Why do you have to eat a kazais in order to get malchus? Because there's no isa to tickle chaza, no isa to touch chaza, there's an isa to eat chaza. Ein achila p'chus mikazayis. It's not called an achila. But if I eat a whole sandwich with the pickle and with the mustard and with the salami and with the bread, altogether it is called an achila. So included in the achila was the ham. So he did an achila on the ham. We don't pass like that. We pass an hetem, ein hetem et starf leiser. But we keep holds hetem et starf leiser. We don't pass like that. Not only that, we paskin, let's say I eat a kazayis of treifis. I have a half a kazais of chazer and a half a kazais of basal b'cholov. Two different isurim. But I had a kazais of isur. So that's a further machlok. Meir holds isurim mitzvah from zem zeh. Bottom line, you had a kazais of non-kosher food. So you get malchus, the mezid of the b'hasra. We pass on any isurim mitzvah from zem zeh. Only if it's shem echot. What's called shem echot? So let's say you have nivlas behema and nivlas ha'oif. Behema has one flavor and oif has a different flavor. And the dinim of shchita are not the same. The behemah means you didn't do a proper shchita. Shchita behemah, you need two simonim. You have to shech the kana and the veshit. And shchita and the oif is only one or the other, either the kana or the veshit. It doesn't matter. Nevela is one lav, so that's called shem echad, even though it tastes different. If you eat half a gazais of nivlas behemah, half a gazais of nivlas oif, then it's start from yachad. So here the Tosis learns, liket nikulam kazayis, is loike means. How much chametz they have to eat on Pesach in order to get malchus? They have to eat a kazayis of chametz. So what if they had five different loaves of bread? One bread was chitim, sorim, kusim, shibad, shul, shipan. Each bread is different. But it's like nivlas behema, nivlas chay, or nivlas ha'oif. Nivela is all shem echot, Tosis says. That's all shem echot. So this chametz is all shem echot. It's all the same thing. Let's say he has a third of a kazayis of a cookie. That's chametzdik, a third of kazayis of schnapps, that's chametzdik, and a third of kazayis of spaghetti, that's chametzdik. Each one is totally different. But chametz is all shem echad, it's all the same thing. If everything is chametz, and even if one is chitim, one is kuzmim, one is shitpa, you're sure, one is shitpa, it doesn't make a difference. If it's shem echad, it's shem echad. So it's mitzvah from yachad. So that's what the Gemara quotes, the end of the braisa. Liket mikulam, kazayis vacholon, liket mikulam, that says, from the chameshes mini dogat. Rashi learns niket, the Rashi difficult. Rashi learns the word mikula means from all of the different menochas. There are four kinds of menochas: minchas solus, minchas ma'afitan, minchas machbas, minchas macheshes. So if they all became chametzdik, so Tosis jumps on Rashi. What do you mean they all became chametzdik? Losi ofcha chametz chelkam. Not only are you not allowed to make the chometz that you makter on the mizbeach into chometz, you're not allowed to make the chelek hanechel to the Kohanim chametz either. The Gemara darshan is lo siyof chametz chelkam. So if the word chelkam goes together with lo siyof chametz, Kohanim oichlim, the Gemara has a loshen on kochi kochim, Kohanim oichlim, ubailam is kaprim, the achilos Kohanim is considered as if it were achilos mizbeah. That's why the Kohanim, that's the only zichri kuna in the Azorim. Only zichri kuna can be makriv karbonis, so the achilas kochi kochim is considered like a form of hakrovas karbonis. Usually hakrova you burn on the mizbech, and here the kohanim eat it. That's the loshan aramar, kohanim oichlim, ubailim is kaprim. You don't say that when you eat kachim kalim. You don't say the people eat it and they're miskaper. When you makter emurim on the mizbech, that's mechaper. And over here, kohad mechon by kachim kachim, shiari merachas is kachim kachim, and achatas anosham is kachim kachim. So kohad mechon by the miskaper is considered as if it's an avoida. So that's why, just like the ra'or in the Berak Habayis, on the side of the Torah Habayis has a chiddush, just like there's a din. I'll call minchoscha takrid melach. Whenever you makter a mincha on the mizbeach, whenever you makter a murim on the mizbeach, you have to put salt. So whenever you makter a koimetz on the mizbeach, you have to put salt. So the ra'or has a chiddush, even the chelik hanechal to the zichur kuna. Also, the din requires you have to put salt, because kaidem echam ebalam miskaprim. The chelik hanechal is also considered as if it's nikter on the mizbeach, just like the Gemara says that when you get to chametz, los yav chametz chelkam. I feel a chelkam has the din like the koimetz, so the ra'or and the berak habayis on the side of the Torah habayis says the same thing on the level of the rice, the chiddush. Same thing when you get to melach. I'll call minchoscha takra melach doesn't only apply to the chelik hanikter, the koimetz, even applies to the chelik hanechal. So that's what Tosa jumps on Rashi. How can you say liket mikulam from all of the four menachas, all the four kinds of menachas? How can it be imchametzu anishkares? You're not allowed to let the mincha become chametz. So the Tosis is machriach, that the word mikulam means all the chameshes many dogan. Imchametzu anishkares, imatzu anim yotzu b'dechavasa b'pesach. So what did he prove from this? What did Abai prove from this? Liket bikulam kazayis means I took a little piece that doesn't have a kazayis. I took a little from this and a little from this. Rashi learns mikulam means he's taken from all the menachas. He's taken from all the menachas. And you did psisa. And the ptisan are not kazayis. If you're talking psis and kazayis, so what do you have to be liket bikulam till you get up to a kazayis? The piece that you took already has a kazayis. Liket bikulam means the pieces of the mincha are smaller than a kazayis, but I eat a little from this, a little from this, it adds up to a kazayis. And it's all called shem echad. It's all chametz, it's all shem echad. And so therefore it's mitztarf yachad. So Rashi learns that was the Gemara's proof. You're talking about Shiori HaMenachas, and it can't be that the Braisa goes with the Shita of the Mishnah. It says, Tani Allah, the Braisa comments, the Kulam Pasis on Kazayis, that's how we pass it. But the other Tana by Rebbe Shmuel holds, Porchan Shmazim and the Sultan. And the Braisa over here goes like that Tana. The Braisa goes like Tana by Rebbe Shmuel. So it says, Likid Nikulam Kazayis, it's talking about a Mincha that you did Psisa, one of the three Menachas that's baked already. And a mincha solus, you don't have to do psisa. You do the kmitza when it's still in the state of solus, then you bake it later, in order to eat it in a normal fashion. So it goes on the three menachas that are baked before you do the kmitza. The minchas mafetana machvas amacheshes. So then you did pasososa pitim, and the brisa says, likin yukulam kazayis, till you reach a kazayis, you have to take a little here, little here, little here. Means that he did the psisa like tana bei Rabbi Shmuel. The pieces are less than the kazayis, and it still says that you say hamoitzi. The brisa says that you still say hamoitzi. So that was Abai's argument against Rabbi Yosef. Don't you see that the brisa goes like Talad by Rabbi Shmuel, and it still retains the bracha of hamoitzi. Tosfos says that it's not correct. This part of the brisa is not liket bikulam doesn't mean from the different menachas, because the menachas he's not allowed to make it into first kasha, he's not allowed to let it become chametz. Then the second kasha is ematzuhu adam yotze b'dechavasa b'pesach. You can be yotze idechavas matzah b'pesach if you eat matzah from a mincha. So the Rishonim taina against Rashi. Does Tosfos quote the taina, or just the Rabbi Yoni quotes the taina? The Gemara in Pesachim says it says in the Chumash you have to eat matzahs for 7 days. So the Gemara says, matzah cheles l'chol shiva. You yotzei dechavis matzah. If you have matzah, then you can't eat kol shiva. You can't eat it all 7 days. Then you can't be yotzei dechavis matzah. Then the Gemara has another pasuk. It says you should eat matzah. B'chol moshoi sechem tochel matzah. Wherever you live in the world. So one Amara says in the Gemara, matzah cheles b'chol moshoves. you can be yotze matzah. So if you bring a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, that's matzah, you can't eat the mincha for 7 days. The mincha is a kachi kachim. Kachi kachim, the zman is much more restricted. Kachim kalim, shlomim is kachim kalim, is nechal shnei yamim v'lai lechad. I bring kachim kalim on a Wednesday morning, so I can beat it Wednesday night, and Thursday till ishki. It's called shnei yamim v'lai lechad. But if you bring a kachi kachim, an oila, the whole thing is burnt, so nobody eats anything. But a chatos and a nosham and a mincha is a kachi kachim that are eaten. So you only need it yom v'layla at chatzos, minator yom v'layla all night long, tel alos ha-shach medir abonon, at chatzos gedel ha-hach gesod ma-aver, according to Rashi, what did Rashi disagree about? Haktoris and murim all night long. But achila, that Rashi also agrees, that you have to eat it by chatzos, yeah. So if you bring a mincha, you can't eat the mincha b'chomo shoseichem. The mincha has to be eaten to zichri kuna in the azara. And you can't eat it kol shiva. It's only nechli yom v'layla at chatzos. So you cannot be yotze with the carbon mincha that happens to be matzah. The Rabbi Yoni quotes the title. The Tosfos doesn't quote it, but he quotes it from the Balei HaTosfos. It's a good point. Why didn't the Gemara say Chavilos, Chavilos? Maybe that's what the Gemara meant. Maybe that's what the Gemara meant to say. Why should there be a din that matzahs be nechal chomash v'sechem? If the matzah is ena nechal is b'chomash v'sechem, he can't be yotze. Why? And why is there such a din? It has to be roi l'chol shiva. The mitzvah of matzah is only the first night of Pesach. Maybe that's what it means. And what I was trying to say, maybe what it means is that it's a tate l'saser in the lushma. If you bake the matzah l'shem Minchas Mafitan, or Minchas Marcheshes, or Minchas whatever, Machvas, he baked it, L'shem Kach, so you can't say that it's also the shame Matzah and also the shame Mincha. It's a Tarta de Sasri. Matzah is Nachelis Kol Shiva and Nachelis B'chomash V'sechem, and Korban is a Mincha, Aroni Nechal in Yerushalayim, not only Yerushalayim, only Nechal in the Azorah, and only Nechal Liyom V'layla Al Chazaz. Maybe that's what it means. You can't say that it's lishmo for both. You need, in order to be yotze matzah, has to be shmura matzah. And shmura matzah means that he made it lishmo. It is called lishmo, but you had to make it lishmo for the mincha. And the lishmo for the mincha, the lishmo for the matzah, is a tied to the sasre. The mitzvahs are so different. All matzah in the world is nechal b'chol mitzvah v'sech, nechal kol shiva, and menochas hanatz. Maybe that's what it means, that it's so different from each other. The two lishmos contradict each other. Maybe that's what it means. But these are the tainas that Tosfos has on Rashi. How can Rashi say that this second half, Likud Bikulim, is talking about Menochas, Mikolam Menochas? How can it be a Mchometzu? You can't make a Chometz. And Ma'atzonim is, Nechavas Pesach is against Aloch. It's not Nechav B'chomash V'sechem. It's not Nechav Kol Shiva. So Tosfos interprets, Likud Bikulim means from all the Hameshas Mini Dogon. And this part of the Brisa of Atanya goes on Chulin. It doesn't go on Menochas. The first half of the Brisa was on Menochas. That's Menachas. But the second half, Likud Bikulim, we're not talking about Menachas anymore. So how did Abaye prove from the fact that it says Likud Mikulam Kazayis, you see that you're talking about Psis and less than a Ganash? So Abaye understood, why did he understand like that? He started off with a loaf of with a matzah that was Hamoitzi. You start off with a matzah that was amoitzi, and then you broke it up into tiny pieces that have less than a kazayis. And now Likit Mikulam, he takes a little from this, till it adds up to a kazayis. You see that the pieces now have less than a kazayis, but who says that you cooked it? Who says that you cooked it? Rashi learns the whole topic is only if you cooked it, and the pieces are smaller than a kazayis, a bit in kazayis. So that's, but those are the kashas that Tosfos says. How can Rashi learn that it's talking about cooking? It doesn't say a word about the cooking. So how did what did Tosfos learn instead of Rashi? Tosfos learns lav davka cooking. You did something to change it. So if you took a big loaf of bread and you, which is hamoitzi, then you ripped it into tiny particles of bread, still hamoitzi. Or you have matzah farfel, chunks of matzah, still hamoitzi. And then you stuck the pieces together with a little bit of liquid, with a little bit of water, a little bit of juice or something, and they're holding together. He made a big ball out of everything altogether. So Tosis says it's lav dafka what Rashi said, you cooked it. And then Shina is the cooking. This is the Shina, also along the lines of Rashi. Where's the Tosis? The Kach Nerali, here the last four lines in the top Tosis. Rashi learns chavitza means bishul. So Tosis doesn't say it in the Gemara. Doesn't say in the Gemara. So Tosis, the Kach Nerali, chavitza haina pirurim, it started up with a big loaf of bread. Then you rip it into tiny pieces, it's still amoitzi. Then hanidbakim yachadai de morak. You have a little soup, and you have all the particles of matzah, all the particles of bread, are stuck together. Ay de cholov kamo chavitza de tamri. Chavitza de tamri shehen nidbakim. Chavitza de tamri means you have dates that are very sticky, so they stick together. You push them all together, they're going to hold together. So chavitza, this chavitza means you have tiny particles of bread, and they're stuck together, not because you squeezed it together, but because you have morak or cholov holding it together. So that's also a little bit nishtana, along the lines of Rashi, but it's not the same as Rashi. It is nishtana, something a little nishtana. So that's Rav Yosef claims, it's a little bit nishtana. It's ishtani ligriusa, because it no longer, that's a normal way to eat bread. You can't say it's ishtani ligriusa, it becomes a synthetic food. It doesn't become shakal. But it's ishtani ligriusa, it loses its status of bread. It's not called lechem anymore, and therefore you can't say hamoitzi. So then the Gemara assumes, if Rav Yosef is right, that if this is called ishtani ligriusa, and on the level of the Rabbanan it loses its hamoitzi, then on the level of the rice it's not called lechem either, and you can't be yotze matzah. And matzah, because matzah says you have to eat lechem oini, it has to be lechem. So if this is called ishtani ligriusa, Rashi learned bishul, unless the ptisin less than a kazayis, you ripped it apart, less than a kazayis. Tosfos says, chavitza, stuck together, nidbokim yachad, pirurin, de morak, de cholav, also a form of an ishtani. So if it's ishtani with respect to hamoitzi, it's not called lechem anymore on the level of the Rabbanon. It must be called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein, the Raisa Tikkun. It must be a Tzishtani on the level of the Raisa also. So how can it be Yotzi? Matzu, Hadam Yotzi, Dechavasa, with Pesach. How can it be? But the matzah has to be lechem. And if it's Tzishtani, it doesn't have a shame lechem. That was the argument. There's no proof from Chayiv Kores, from the Mchometzu Anish Kores. Chayiv Kores, even if it's not called lechem, let's say you drink a lot of schnapps. You drink enough, you have wheatina farina. It's not, even if you eat a ton of wheatina, it's not going to be hamoitzi. Cheerios, Wheaties, you can eat a ton of that, that's never going to become lechem. But it's chometz, so in order to be chayv koris, it does no din that has to be lechem, has to be chometz. But in order to, from the second half of the brisa, not the first half, in chometz on his koris doesn't prove anything. In matzah, he odim dech otzeh v'pesach, that's Rashi says, that's the proof. How can you say you yoytzeh? How can you say that you yoytzei dechay ves matzah? If it says, Rashi says, you see the Rashi, kazayis v'chulei. Midikama yotzev dechay vasa v'pechsa shamachilas matzah, mitzusesu d'chsev eftech matzah, so asum lechem be'inon, d'chsev be'lechem oini, alma lechem habim v'ruch alavam oitzi. It's called the tikkun rabbana kein deraisa tikkun. If it's good for matzah, it shows that it's called lechem oini, and if it's lechem on the level of the rice, then it's lechem on the level of the rabbanim. So it should be hamoitzi also. So Abaye is proving that Rav Yosef is wrong. He says he can't insist that dafke, you have to have ptis and kazayis. It's not correct, because the phrase liket mikula means that each, I originally had big breads, and then I ripped it up to pirurin, and then I'm picking a little bit here, a little bit there. So each piece is less than a kazayis. So you see that the pirurim are less than a kazayis. The question: who says that it was nizbashel? So Tosfos touches up the Rashi a little bit. Tosfos gives their sheet. You don't need nizbashel if pirurim and nidbokim yachad is also nishtara. Who says that it's nidbokim yachad? Chavitza means nidbokim yachad. Like chavitza, the tami means if you have dates and the dates are always sticky and you push them all together, you're going to have five dates that are sticking together. But who says over here that liket mikulam means that he stuck them all together with a little morak? Maybe it's just pirurin, less than a kazayis. Who says that it was nishtani at all? This whole gemara is a psapella.
This the masa meal wouldn't be a masa.
The matzah mill, you didn't do anything to it. I mean, according to the simple reading, the more you didn't. I don't know. Taisus is, Rashi assumes that he did do something to it. Taisus assumed that he did. He made a pirurim and the bokim yachad. The matzah mill, he didn't do anything to it. Didn't do anything to it. So it retains the din of hamoitzi. The shaila is though that ishtani. The Gemara says if something is ishtani lig reusa, then I consider it like a synthetic food. So then you're not here. So ishtani, there are two kinds of ishtani. One is if you do bishul, if you cook it, it's considered a parim chadash of olakan. Then there's another ishtani, if you grind it up. The Gemara spoke about the kimcha. The Gemara spoke about what bracha do you say over the kemach? Where was that Gemara? I forgot the ishtani, the milsikoi. The Gemara was talking about ishtani by kemach, because he ground it up. Is it going to be shahakal? Is it going to retain the bracha for Adoma? The Gemara said, no, it's ishtani ligriyusa. So it loses the bracha, it's considered synthetic. That's the shahakal. Let's say you have a lot of people eat horseradish for maror. The Mishnah lists off five vegetables. The Mishnah in Pesachim lists off five vegetables that are acceptable for maror. So some interpret that tamcha is one of the five. Tamcha means charei. The Pashtus is that it's not. Pashtus is that horseradish is not from the five vegetables in the Mishnah. And the Achrayim say they started eating horseradish when the Jews moved so far to the north, close to the North Pole, that the romaine lettuce wasn't available anymore. So the only thing they had was the horseradish, so they started eating that. But they say it was a substitute. It's not at all one of the five meaning. But somehow later they assumed that the tamcha is the charei. It doesn't correspond to the Gemara. Gemara says it's a leafy vegetable. Horseradish is not a leafy vegetable at all. It's a root. It grows under the ground. So the shaila was, but you can't eat horseradish like this. You'll die. So everybody grinds up the horseradish. So some people leave it out exposed to the air for an hour. Other people are makpid not to expose it to the air. So the Achrayim have a whole discussion. If you grind it up, it's already ishtani. And it's ishtani ligriusa. Because when it's all together, it's more powerful. When you grind it up, it becomes weaker. So some say, no, that's not normal to eat it like that. That's ishtani limalyusa. The only way to eat horseradish is a lot of people eat horseradish. They have charein when they eat gefilte fish. So you don't put a chunk of a horseradish on, you'll choke if you eat a piece of vodka. You grind it up. So some say that it's ishtani limalyusa when you grind it up. They say, no, it's ishtani. The difference is ishtani ligriusa, ishtani limalyusa, that's for brachas. But on the level of the rice, ishtani is ishtani. So it's a panam chadosh is bow of the khan, it's a synthetic vegetable. It's not called horseradish anymore. That's all machlik is whether you can use a some amak bedapke, you have to use horseradish. That's not ground up. Others say if you eat horseradish not ground up, that's shaloka derech achilosai. So you're not yotzei anything. If you eat the Gemara, the original din shaloka derech achilosai is in Psochim in the second parak. If you eat non-kosher food, shaloka derech achilosai, it's mutam in Torah and it's only osa b'achila midirabon. And since only us machin and rabban, so the Gemara says mutter for chodeshem b'sakon. If the person is a chodeshem b'sakon, it is mutter. Yeah. So that's a question: whether the din of shalok and derech achilasa only applies by macholas asuras, or does it apply to mitzvah achila as well? There's a mitzvah to eat matzah and a mitzvah to eat morah. So what if you eat the matzah and the morah in such a crazy fashion? No normal person would ever eat like that. You ate the mitzvah shalok and derech achilasa. Is that it? So the Mishnah Mel has a suffix, whether the din of Shaloka Derech Achilosai that the Gemara has by Yisurim, does it only apply to Macholos Asuras, or does it even carry over to Mitzvah Sachil? So we mentioned that the other day, there's a Gemara in Pesachim Lamanehem and Aleph, the Gemara says, if you took matzah, himchehu legomoy, you soak the matzah so long in water that it liquefied, and then you drink it down. So the Gemara says, you're not Yotzei. If it's chametz and you liquefy it, so schnapps is chametz also, and you'll be like it. But if it's matzah, you want to know, yotze, so himcheu b'goma, if you liquefied the matzah and you drank it, you're not yotze. So the literal words of Rashi is that it's not kederach achilosa. So the pashut pshat in Rashi is, if you do a mitzvah of achilos matzah, shalok kederach achilosa, not yotze. But others say the Rashi didn't mean shalok kederach achilosa. He meant that you have to eat matzah as opposed to drinking matzah. So if you drank it, that's why you're not yotze. But if you would eat it, shaloka derech achilosa, maybe Rashi would say that it is good. Who says that shaloka derech achilosa applies to mitzvahs? Yeah. That's a big shame. So getting back over here, Nachamo. This Gemara is very... We're not going to find a pshat here. No one ever gave a good pshat here. Rashi learns we're talking about Bishul. So Tosis says, how can we be talking about Bishul? So Tosis touches it up. Yesh Lama, here the top Tosis. And Lama Zayin on the base. So he asks, in time, Hech Medame Rav Yosef Piruy, Melech Puri, Chavitza. Chavitza is Mavushal. That was the Bach and Gimel, and the Rashi said Ilfis. And the Menachis is not Mavushal. So what's the Tzushto? So they tried to defend Rashi. Kevin Shenid Gonin, Bishemen, Kin is Bashlu Dome. What does it have to do? It's Nidgon Bishemen. First, it's Nidgonim. It was Nidgonim in the beginning. That's what made it Hamaitzi in the first place. But then you don't do Bishul later on. So how did Tosis defend the Rashi? Zapela. So Tosis finally says, the last four lines in Tosis, no, means you have Pirum ripped off particles that are less than a shear. And then Nidbokim Yacharai de Morok. Along the same lines of Rashi, it's Nishtani, so does it retain the bracha of Amoitzi or not? Does it retain the bracha of Amoitzi or does it retain the Shem Lechem? A shayla on the level of the Reis, a shayla on the level of Rabbon. So also, this is also problematic. Who says that you're talking that the Pirurim of the Mincha when Nidbokim Yacharai de Morok? Who says? It doesn't say the whole Gemara. It's not Rashi and not Tosis. We don't understand the whole Gemara at all. So what did Abai Taina? Abai says he can't say, like Rav Yosef, that the only time you retain the Bracha of Hamoitzi on the Menachas, Pososos or Pitim, Pososos or Kizesim. But if you would have followed the opinion of the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, then Acha Machzim on the Sultan, then it loses its bracha. So he says, doesn't say the Ferish and the Brisa that it's not correct. Because Likit Mikulam Kazais means you have the Petisa not less than the Kazais. And says, it still retains the Shem Lechem, that it's called Matzah, so it means it still retains the Shem Lechem, that it's Matzah Lechem in our hearts. So the Gemara answers wrong. Ahamaskinon Bisha Irson. It doesn't retain the Shem Lechem, but the Brisa says that you still say Hamoitzi means Liket Mikul. He took a little bit here, a little bit there, and then he put it all together and he baked it again. Everything is missing. Doesn't say it in the Brisa. That's how Rav Yosef will insist. Hamaskinish Irson, he put it all together and he baked it again. The Gemara says it doesn't fit into the Lashon HaBrisa. Why does it say Liket Mikulam Husha Cholon Tok Dachilas Pras? Even shouldn't say Sha'acholon if they're not separate. If he took everything together, he baked it all over again. Doesn't fit in. Okay, we got to work some more on this. This Gemara we're not going to figure out. Farfal, I don't know. Pshat. Remember, every time we learn brachas, this Gemara never makes sense. Don't know. Okay, you got to take a vote for tomorrow. We're going to go back to brachas. So we're going to do the parsha. Good idea. I agree. I'm not going to be here on Sunday. Maybe you should consider that. Okay, gotta be out of town on Sunday.
No, the problem is left up before the guys.
Sure.